There's a Minig Yisrael to learn in the custom to learn in the summer, in the summer weeks, in the summer on Shabbos, we study Pirkei Aves, the ethics of the fathers, the Mishnayos that speaks about different Musar, ethics, and morals. As an introduction to learning these Mishnayos, we say a Mishnah before saying the chapter every single week. We say one Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Kol Yisrael, yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. All of Israel, all Jewish people, have a chelek, a portion, la'olam haba, in the world to come. Shneamar, as it says in the pasuk, va'ameich kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz. Ameich, all the Jewish people are all tzadikim, are all righteous, and therefore yirshu aretz, they will inherit the land. Which land? Referring to the world to come. And we finish off the verse that says, Netzer matoi, maisei yodei leyispoer, that the Jewish people are the work of Hashem's hands, which he is proud of. Now, because we say this Mishnah before saying each chapter every week, it's obvious that there's a connection between this Mishnah, that all Jewish people get reward in the world to come, that is an introduction to the studying of the tractate of Ovis, of Pirkei Ovis. And the question is, Pirkei Ovis, the ethics of the fathers, is a part of the Torah. And this Mishnah says that all the Jewish people are going to get a portion in the world to come, which is a reward for all the Torah and mitzvahs, not just for the ethics of the fathers. So why do we say this Mishnah as an introduction to learning Pirkei Avos, especially? To explain this, we have to look into that we find two extreme concepts in the actual studying of Pirkei Avos. What is Pirkei Avos? What is the contents of the ethics of the fathers? The Bartanura, the commentary, basic commentary on the Mishnah, explains that the ethics of the fathers is Musrim Umidos. The Musr, the morals, the ethics, to teach a person how to be a mensch, how to conduct himself with human values, how to act himself just, right, normal, and so on and so forth. These are not the mitzvahs of the Torah. Many other great wise men of the nations of the world also authored books that they came up with of how a person should conduct between one person and his fellow man. In other words, Pirkei Avos is really there to address the lowness, the very bad character of the human being, and to bring him to an elevated state of being more refined. That is, on one hand, what we see of what Pirkei Avos is all about. On the other hand, we find that the Gemara says, "Hayman deboy lemeve chasida." Somebody that wants to be a chasid, lekayim mili de Avos, he should fulfill the words of Avos. In other words, that the teachings of the tractate of Avos are for somebody that is holding on the level of a chasid, that he serves Hashem beyond the letter of the law. So is Pirkei Avos just a good teaching book, a good guide of how not to be an idiot, how to be a mensch? Or is Pirkei Avos a very high level of teaching somebody of how to be a chassid, even greater than doing of what he's supposed to do, of what it's obligated? The same two extremes we find in the actual reason of why we study Pirkei Avos in the summer. From the Shabbosis, in the Shabbos, in the weeks after Pesach, till Shavuos, and the custom in Chabad is to study until all the summer, all the way through till Rosh Hashanah, we study Pirkei Avos. And the commentaries around Pirkei Avos say why. Because the time of the summer is a time when the physical bodily pleasures are aroused. It's the summer, everyone wants to feel good, have a good time. Therefore, we have to have a special extra warning from the Pirkei Avos to teach us, to guide us, and to arouse a person to chase after all good things and good midos, good character traits, and not to fall and not act like a human should be. On the other hand, we find that this minhag of learning Pirkei Avos is done by every single Jew, not just by people that need this guidance, but even great people, great tzaddikim. Everyone, all Jewish people, learn the Pirkei Avos. And the great people don't need this Pirkei Avos to save them, prevent them from falling into delving and indulging into physical pleasure. And they also learn Pirkei Avos in this time. So to explain of why we should be learning Pirkei Avos for every single Jew, the great Jew and the simple Jew, therefore, this is alluded to in the introductory Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yesh Leilam Chelek Leilam Haba, that all Jewish people have a portion in the world to come, as we will explain as follows. What does it mean, the world to come? Well, we know that there are two explanations. One explanation is Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, a spiritual world, a spiritual realm, of where the neshama, after it passes out of the body, after it departs from the physical body, the neshama goes into Gan Eden, into the spiritual world, and gets rewarded for its good deeds here in this world. Another translation in the world to come is the world of Tchiyas HaMesim, of the resurrection of the dead. We believe in the Jewish faith that at the time to come, all the dead will stand up to life. In other words, the neshamas that are in Gan Eden for so many thousands of years will come back down to this world, re-enclose themselves in a physical body, and then Hashem will reward the Jewish people for their doing Torah and mitzvahs in this world. Now, Chassidus explains that the term Olam Haba that we have in our Mishnah is referring to Olam HaTchiyah, the world of the resurrection of the dead. And this is what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. Gan Eden is not like Olam Haba. In Gan Eden, not everyone deserves to get a portion in Gan Eden. Not everybody is worthy of receiving the portion of reward in Gan Eden. Whereas Olam HaTchiyah, the world of the resurrection of the dead, that, says the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, Yesh Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, are going to receive a portion in the world to come, in the world of where the souls are going to be re-enclothed in bodies. What is the reason for this? Why the reward of Gan Eden is going to be only experienced by the soul without the body when it departs from this, when the soul departs from the body, and it's experienced each person on a different level. Some people get it, some people don't get it. Some people get more, some people get less. Whereas Olam HaTchiyah, the world of the resurrection of the dead, that reward, every single Jew, no matter what, no matter who, will get, will receive the portion in the world to come. And it's the body also. Not just the soul, but it's the soul the way it's enclosed in the body. And the explanation that Chassidus gives is that Gan Eden is a reward for mainly for the study of Torah. Studying Torah is connected with the neshama, the soul of the person. The soul's power of seichel, of intellect, that is the faculty with which a person studies Torah. Whereas Tchiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, is the reward for fulfilling mitzvahs. Who does mitzvahs? The physical body. And therefore, who gets the reward for Tchiyas HaMesim? The neshama, the way it's enclosed in the physical body. Because the body is key it was a key instrumental in doing the mitzvahs. Now we can understand why in Gan Eden there's levels. Because in studying Torah, the reward is for studying Torah. And in understanding and perceiving Torah, understanding it, there's many, many levels. Some people understand more, some people understand less. Some people don't understand or didn't study at all. Some Yidden never studied any Torah. And therefore, there's many, many levels, many differences in the reward of Gan Eden to who? And how much is deserved the reward of Gan Eden? Whereas, for Kiyam HaMitzvahs, for fulfilling mitzvahs, that is action. Everyone does mitzvahs. All Jews do mitzvahs. And even Rishoyim, wicked people. So the Gemara says, Afilu Peshe Yisrael, even sinners of Israel, Malei Mitzvahs Kirimain, are full with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full with seeds. In other words, in every single Jew, one can find the mitzvahs that he does. And in every single Jew, there is this the reward that he is going to get for doing mitzvahs. And that's why the Mishnah is saying, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Abo. It's going to be the reward of the world to come. It's for all the Jewish people. Because everyone is equal, because everyone does mitzvahs. In understanding, there's differences. But in action, all Jews are the same. Everyone could be rewarded for their doing mitzvahs. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Abo, all Jewish people, without any difference, will have a portion in the world to come where they will be rewarded for their actually doing mitzvahs. Now the question is, however, if the main reward that the Jewish people are going to get for doing mitzvahs is at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, at the time of the resurrection of the dead, so what does that show? That the reward of resurrection of the dead is greater than the reward of Gan Eden. And that doesn't make any sense. Isn't Gan Eden a reward for a greater level of service of Hashem? It's for studying Torah. And studying Torah isn't the same, as we said before, isn't the same level by every single Yid. Whereas the reward for just doing mitzvahs, which Jewish people will get by Tchiyas HaMeisim, by the resurrection of the dead, isn't doing mitzvahs a much more simple Aveda service of Hashem? And that's why it's by all Jewish people. So why is the main reward that the Jewish people will get, the ultimate reward in Tchiyas HaMeisim, for doing, so to say, as if to say, the more inferior work of just doing mitzvahs, and not the greater level of studying and understanding Torah? And over here the Rebbe explains a fundamental change in perspective of what a mitzvah is and what it achieves. We look at it that the reason why all the Jewish people are equal in doing mitzvahs is because action is the lowest koyach, the lowest soul power that we have. You don't need to have feelings of the heart. You don't need to be able to understand a great intellect in your mind. And that's why everyone, even somebody that's simple, can do a mitzvah. However, the Rebbe says that's all external. But pnimius, inside, on a deeper level, really, the greatest level, the greatest service of Hashem, is maisa, is action. As the Mishnah says, ha-maisa hu ha-ikar. Action, deed, is the main thing. And the explanation is as follows. The ultimate purpose of creation is, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Nisaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem desired, Liyis Lo Yisbarech, Dira Petachteinim. Now Hashem should have a dwelling place here in this low physical world. In a physical world that there is concealment of godliness. And as we say in L'chadoidi, Seif Maiseh, Soif Mase, the end, the action. B'machshava Tchila arose in Hashem's original thought. In other words, true, Hashem created many spiritual worlds, many worlds of understanding and perceiving Hashem's greatness. But Hashem's ultimate wish and will, His kavanah, His intention with the entire creation, is that in a realm of action, a realm of physical, corporeal, gashmius, which is in Chassidus, as we quoted before, called tachtonim, the lowest level, over there should be a dwelling place for Hashem. Over there we should bring in godliness. Hashem wants us ultimately to go out into the world, to refine the world, to work on it, elevate one's physical body and the physical things in the world, and elevate it and permeate it with godliness. And because this is Hashem's deep initial intention in creation, therefore, because all Jewish people are created by Hashem, every Yid feels inside himself, deep down, that this is Hashem's wish. To understand Hashem's greatness, to understand the great levels of Torah, to understand the great levels of godliness, not necessarily is every single Jew capable of. But Hashem's ultimate will, Hashem's deep intention in creation, that He wants to have a dira b'tachtonim, this is felt, and this shines in the essence of every single Jew, and in every Jew equally. And therefore, ma'aseh, the action, is not the inferior aveda, the inferior, much more lower level than studying Torah. True that it's on a lower level, because in Giluyim, in the great levels of godliness, action is a simple thing. Everyone can do it, says the Rebbe, but that's on an external level. On a deeper level, the reason why everyone can just do, there isn't a Jew that can't just do a mitzvah, is not because doing is easy. It's not because doing is something that even a dummy can do. No, it's because every single Jew, deep down, every Jew feels in his deep, deep neshama, in his deep, deep essence, that Hashem wants physical action to do the mitzvahs in the world and with his body. And that's why, this is also the reason of why the reward that's going to be in the world to come, as we said before, Hashem is going to reward not just the neshamas, but also the bodies. It's going to be the neshama the way it's in the body. Because Hashem's kavana to have a dira b'tachtonim, so what does Hashem want? The tachtonim, the lowest level. What is that in a Jew? In a Jew, he has his neshama, his soul, and he has his body. And Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that b'chira, Hashem's free choice, that chooses a Jewish body over a non-Jewish body, this is a bond that connects every single Jewish body equally to Hashem's essence, higher even than the connection of the neshama. And that's why it's brought down that the Jewish body is everlasting. Even though a person can pass away and his body disintegrates. However, it's known that there is the luz bone. It's brought down the Gemara brings it down, and it's brought down in Zohar that there is a bone called the luz bone, that bone could never be destroyed. And from that bone, Hashem will rebuild the entire body by the resurrection of the dead. In that bone, the essence of the body of a Jew is connected to Hashem, because Hashem chose the body of a Jew. That is the tachtonim in which Hashem's kavana wants to express itself. And that's why, when the time will come that we will finish doing all our aveda in this world, and we will work on the world and elevate and refine the world and permeate the world, that the world should be a dwelling place for Hashem. Then the hidden will be revealed. We will see in every single Jew that the choice of Hashem, the connection of Hashem, is not just to his soul, but it's to his body. And therefore, the everlasting life of the Jewish people in the world to come is also the life of the physical body. And that's why the reward will be by Tchiyas HaMeisim, Neshames Begufim. Because this is ultimately Hashem's Kavanah. And this is the key to understanding what we studied about why the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Leilam Haba is an introduction to learning Masechtas Pirkei Avos. Because before a person goes to refining himself, we want to teach you that refining oneself and working on one's character trait is something that is applicable to every single Jew. Because Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Leilam Haba, all Jewish people have a portion in the world to come, the world of resurrection, of souls enclosed in the bodies. And therefore, because the body of every Jew is the work of Hashem's hands, and in Hashem's hands work, as the Pasuk says, Ma'aseh Yodai, the work of my hand l'yispoer, I'm proud of, because that's where Hashem's Kavanah is expressed, that Hashem wants in a dira, in tachtoinim, in the physical world, in the physical body of a Jew. And therefore, no Jew can excuse himself from working with his body, from doing what it says in Pirkei Avos. And in both extremes, no one can say that I have a body that I can't refine. A person can say, Pirkei Avos doesn't apply to me. I'm too coarse, I'm too low for that. I will never change. My body can never be elevated. Oh, no one can't say that. Because the body of a Jew, of every single Jew, is the work of Hashem's hands. And therefore it's impossible to say that it can't be elevated and refined. And because it's the work of Hashem's hands, it for sure will be elevated and refined. And the other extreme, if it's a great tzaddik, and he says, I don't need Pirkei Avos to refine me, I'm on a greater level, I'm serving Hashem with my soul. So we say, no. It's not too low. Pirkei Avos is not too low for you, for any Jew, even for a great Jew. On the contrary, the true milei de chasidusa, as we said at the beginning, the true learning of Pirkei Avos for someone to become a chassid is because through the work of refining his body and elevating his body, dafka through that is revealed Hashem's Ma'aseh Yodei Le'Yispoer, Hashem's pride, because one is fulfilling the kavana of Hashem, which Seif Ma'aseh, the ultimate deed in action in the body, which was Olav HaMachshava Tchila, which arose in Hashem's initial intention. And that's why we study Pirkei Avos in the summer, because it's supposed to teach us that even for every single Jew, for a Jew that's on a low state, Pirkei Avos is for him, because Pirkei Avos is working with his body, and he has a portion in the world to come. And even a Jew on a high state, he also needs to work with his body, not just with his soul, because in the body is revealed Hashem's ultimate kavanah.